In the studio this evening are the two directors of Cincinnati Actors Studio, the city's longest-running and only year-round acting studio. Steve Francia, welcome, Steve, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Babs.
And Bob Elkins.
Yes, Robin.
Welcome.
Great to see you again.
Yeah. Listen, I'd love for our listeners to find out more about what your backgrounds are as actors slash teachers. So, Bob, can you tell our listeners?
No, around town. I've been around since Rocks. Now decades. I auditioned for the first play at Playhouse in the Park, and I was cast in a second one, and then I did four or five others after that. The majority of my work has always been theater, and the last 15, 20 years, especially the last 10 to 15 years, I've concentrated on film, and I've been fortunate. I've gotten some network films and some feature films. Because of the advent of technology, you don't have to pay thousands of dollars for a big camera now. You can pay a couple thousand, get a really nice camera. You can shoot an independent film. So I've been doing a number of independent films.
And there's a huge local independent group in this area.
Yeah, it's very healthy. A whole lot of it is not too good, but a whole lot of it coming up is really, really high quality work.
UC's got their electronic arts program. I know they've got
a lot of those,
some folks
in
film
they call
there.
Us. They call us for the actors. Xavier Universities does it. We've had everybody. Miami University.
We've gotten calls from Dayton, Lexington, Louisville.
We've got some of our own actors that are making indie films.
Yeah, in the editing process, there are so many technical types out there who can bring in dragons in the post-work, and they're very talented.
I wanted to mention that you do have a clip on the website for Cincinnati Actors Studio that is very fun because it's lots of clips of your film work.
We made that for his birthday, actually.
Cincinnati Actors Studio. Claimed as the longest-running actor studio, doors have been open the longest. I know you've had at least two locations, but was it founded by the two of you?
Bob started the classes, and then it was over in Western Hills, and decided didn't like the place, and he said, if we can find another space, we'll continue on. And we found the Essex Studios at first. He was doing the teaching, and then I kind of jumped into the fold. We had some other people with us, but then it came down to just the two of us. And then the Sharonville Fine Arts Center popped up, and it is a perfect space. The building itself is wonderful. The people that are there are wonderful. It's just a great artist community space.
And it's a nice sort of centrally located. So
yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah, it is.
We get people from Dayton and Columbus and Louisville.
Yeah, in a little village of Sharonville. It's just beautiful. I came up with the idea, but I couldn't do it by myself. So I wanted to attract some very competent actors to go with me. Steve was the first person I've asked. We've been together ever since.
On a small side note, my first indie film I did.
Oh, yes.
Bob and I were the two police officers in it. I didn't even know who he was. So our credits are young cop and old cop.
So, Steve, we failed to touch on your background too. Obviously, indie films.
Started acting when I was 8 in Europe and have done everything since then. Unfortunately, I wish it were a little more worthy of people going out to see, but it's just been a blast.
Work is work.
Well, you know, I tell my actors, it's the adventure. Yeah. There is no failure. There's only adventure. I mean, it's just great to just get out there and do anything. And don't worry about whether or not you're afraid of people seeing it down the road.
Sure. And Steve's a very fine actor.
Do you teach anyone? Do they have to have experience first?
No.
Not at all.
No, we have so many people that come to us. People, actors. I refer to all of them as actors. They say, I don't have any experience at all. And we said, fine. What we do is we take the inexperienced actors and toss them right in with the experienced actors, and they learn from each other.
Well, one of the things we do as well is we are not a particular medium-type acting class. We are not a theater class. We are not a specific type of acting genre. I won't tell them, I don't care if you're doing theater, film. I don't care if it's a print ad. You can do it all. So I think we're the only class that teaches actors to be everyday actors in real-life situations, at least locally.
And we share a lot of our own experience.
Well, it sounds to me that you're touching on something that I was thinking about when I was preparing for the interview, which is the fact that having some kind of acting class experience or acting experience serves most people no matter what they're doing.
Because we don't get just actors. We have a priest. We have P&G execs. I mean, the list goes on. We have a principal who wanted to be able to read story time to his kids better. So it's everything and anything. You name it.
And writers. Writers have been coming to us.
Directors that want to learn how to actors work.
And the writers that want to know more about actors because they're writing scripts. So many of them are writing film scripts now. We spend a lot of time on film acting before the camera, which is a different animal than acting you know, on the stage.
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, you mentioned P&G execs or mm-hmm. executive or corporate folks. I'm curious what brought them to your class.
It's a myriad of things. I mean, mm-hmm. it could be everything from they've got to get up in front of people to they have X amount of people that work for them and they need to be more, I don't know, stately. I'm not mm-hmm. sure what it is. Every person is different.
One actor who had a great desire to be an inspirational speaker, so she felt that she would get some experience of standing up before the other actors, but also the inner expression that would come out of her in an acting class as opposed to going to a, if there is such a thing, a typical speech class.
We've even had professional gamblers who need to be able to act like someone else because they've gotten kicked out of so many different casinos. It's a true story.
Tell me what a typical class might be like when you're throwing. You've got some beginners in there. You got a couple of corporate guys or gals, and you've got some experienced actors who really want some of your experience for when their next audition is.
We each have a separate, different class. So I'll let Bob go first.
In the class that I have, I deal a lot with technique, interpreting the script, the character itself. Why are you doing this? How do you do this? And there are particular techniques that I employ that I've received from studying myself and also reading. I'm more the technician with soul.
And Steve?
I take his soul and technique, and a lot of his people come directly from his class and then will come on mine on Thursdays. And what we take them into the real world part of it now. So we get the technique from him, and then here's what's going to happen on the everyday set, on the everyday stage. We don't need to teach the technique because he's got that part going. We need to teach what happens when you get on the set. And oh, by the way, here comes another actor who you've never met. You have no idea what they're going to do, or at an audition, what happens, or trying to get an agent.
Listening.
Absolutely.
About listening.
Everything.
We've been speaking with this evening Steve Francia and Bob Elkins, both actors, coaches, teachers with Cincinnati Actors Studio. And that's up in Sharonville at the beautiful Fine Arts Center there. And for more information about their classes, the costs, and the schedule, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.